It's now the last Mishnah of the Masechta. Lo yitol adam eim al abanim afilu l'taheret ha-mitzora. What was in the Gemara before, now we know it explicitly, that a person should not take eim al banim in violation of shluch ha-kein in order to take birds l'taheret ha-mitzora. Uma in mitzvah kala shehi ki isar. When we're talking about a mitzvah, a light mitzvah, that's like a isar, like a coin, as Rashi says over here. She'ein ba chiseron kisa l'davar muat. Costs almost nothing to do shliach hakein. Amra Torah, the Torah says the reward is lamani tavlach varachta yamim, that you'll have, it'll be good for you and you'll have long days. Kavachomer mitzvot chamurot shebetorah. Certainly mitzvot that require larger expenditures or more effort upon the individual, there certainly the reward should be so much greater. Here is such a great reward for such a little mitzvah. Certainly by greater mitzvot, it should be achat kama kama, it should be a kavachomer. So Tanya de Beirakyov, Aumer, Ein Lacha Kol Mitzvah, Umitzvah Shebetorah, Shematan Skara Betzida, Shein Tchiyat Ametim Tuluyim Ba. That there is no such thing as a mitzvah that's written in the Torah, where it tells you the reward for that mitzvah in the Torah, that there isn't a connection to Tchiyat Ametim. B'kibur Aveim Ktiv, B'kibur it says, L'man Yerichun Yamecha, O L'man Yitavlach. So by Shluach HaKein it says, L'man Yitavlach V'arachta Yamim. Both of these cases, it tells you the reward for doing Kibur Aveim, tells you the reward for doing Shluach HaKein. Harei Shamar Lo Aviv. Person says to his child, Ale Lebira, go up to the tower over there. Vavli goes Lot, and bring me those young chicks that are up there. Vala, he did. He listened to his father. He went up to his tower. Shilach HaTaim, he sent away the mother bird. Velakach HaDabanim. And he took the chicks. Ubrichazer HaTo, on his way back to his father. Nafal Umet. He fell and died. So he says, Heichan Arichud Yamav Shalzeh. Where is this long life for this individual? Where is the goodness that comes to this individual? And here, both mitzvot, kibud aveim, he's accomplishing two mitzvot at once, kibud aveim and shiluach hakein, both which promise harichud yamim and tov. Ela must be the man yarichun yamecha. What does it mean yarichun yamecha? Ba'olam shukulo aroch, in the world that is endless, meaning olam haba. Umani tavlach lolam shukulo tov. Tavlach means for in a world that is kulo tov. Now, the rest of this Gemara, it's not clear that it actually belongs here in this Masechta, but in Kiddushin, the Gemara in Kiddushin actually discusses it. It might be brought down here because of the Gemara that's in Kiddushin, which is V'dilma Bavahachi. Wait, how do you know that ever a case like this ever happened? The fact that Rabbi Yaakov is darshaning this way, possibly because of this, how do you know such a situation ever took place, that he had to darshan this way? So Rabbi Yaakov Maisechaza. Rabbi Yaakov saw something like this happen. And that's why he did it. So Gemara says, maybe there were other things that caused the problem here. Dilma meharher be'arveira hava. Maybe when the individual, this child, was going up to keep his father's command and do the shluch again, he was thinking about an aveira on his head. So that took away from what he was doing. Gemara says, machshava ra, ein akarj brochu mitzarif mitzarfa demaseh. That when a person has a bad thought, Hashem does not connect it to his action. So therefore, just a bad thought in itself is not sufficient to ruin the mitzvah that he's doing. Maybe he was thinking about avodah zarah, and over there it says in Yechezkel, "Leman tfos et beit Yisrael bilibam." Hashem says to the Navi Yechezkel, "Tell Bnei Yisrael that I want to hear from them. They should come and speak to me, even if they don't give up their avodah zarah and they're still keeping it in their hearts. Come and speak to me, and I'll tell them what's going to happen to them. I'll tell them what's going to transpire with them." But you see, this "Leman tfos et beit Yisrael bilibam," that Hashem catches them with the thoughts of avodah zarah in their hearts. There is a problem even when thinking about avodah zarah. V'amar av acha bar Yaakov zu machshavet avodah zarah. That's referring to thoughts about avodah zarah. Ma'azeh zochi kamar. Im ita de'ika schar mitzvot v'hei alma. If the rewards for mitzvot in this world, tahani lei v'tagein alei. It should help him and protect him. Even if he has a machshavet avodah zarah. The fact that he has a schar mitzvot v'arochad yamim and a tov, it should protect him. To lo leite li dor hiur, it should protect him from ever coming to such a hiur avodah zarah. Li dor hiur v'lita zek, it should protect him from ever having such bad thoughts and from becoming injured. Ela schar mitzvot v'hayal malekim, must be that there is no schar mitzvah in this world. V'hamar Rabbi Elazar shluchei mitzvah in a nizokin. So if this is really a case, we know the principle that a person is on his way to do a mitzvah, he doesn't get hurt, nothing bad happens. So when it says v'chazaratam shiny, he's on his way back. We know he's on the way back down from the tower. So he had done what he was asked already. V'amar Rabbi Elazar shluchei mitzvah in nizokin lo b'alichatan v'lo b'chazaratan. You don't get a shluchei mitzvah protected both on their way and on their way back. And the mitzvah, not enough to on their way to do the mitzvah. But even when returning from doing the mitzvah, you're also protected. What it says is an interesting case here. Sulam ra'u ahava. It was a weak ladder. It was a problematic ladder that he went up on. Umakom de kavua zeka shiny. In a place where you put yourself in danger, that's different. Meaning that in a normal situation, you're protected when you're a shluach mitzvah. But if you take undue risk as doing a mitzvah, then you're not necessarily protected. That's what he did. He took undue risk here. He went up a ladder that wasn't really properly adjusted, properly strengthened, in order for him to go up on it. Dichtiv, and how do I know this? Because it is by Shmuel, Eich Elech, B'Shama Sha'ul V'Argeni. Shmuel was supposed to go and bring the Korban. And he says, how can I go up and bring the Korban? And Shmuel will hear me and he'll kill me. What do you mean? Shmuel's going to do a mitzvah. He's going to do the Tzivah Hashem. How's Shmuel going to kill him if he's doing a mitzvah? What do you see? Place where it's Shchichei Hazekah. Over there, the risk is too great. Shmuel knows that if Shmuel finds out, he's putting himself in mortal danger. And so therefore, to put yourself in mortal danger, we don't say Shluchei Mitzvah are protected in that case. You don't put yourself into this undue risk in the, even when you're doing a mitzvah. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Imalei Darshe Acher, the High Kra, to Rabbi Yaakov Barbarate Lochata, Acher, Elisha Ben Abuya, Elisha Ben Abuya, who was disturbed by the problem of Zutorab Zuschara. This is the Torah, and this is the reward. It's his grandson, Barbarate, the son of his daughter. He's the one, Rabbi Yaakov over here, who dashed that there's no reward for mitzvot in this world. There's no question. My chazo, what did Elisha ben Abuya, what did Acher see? He saw the same case that Rabbi Yaakov was discussing, a case where a son went up listening to his father to get these chicks, and then he fell on the way down and died. And that's what caused him this, to leave, to fold, to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he became Acher. Because of that situation, that circumstance made him say, how could this be the reward for mitzvot that says Erachta Yamin by them? And again, had he known what his grandson would say, that there is no reward in this world, the world is the world to come. He saw the tongue of Rabbi Chutzpid HaMeturgeman, who was killed in the Asari Chugay Malkut. And he saw, he saw his tongue sitting in the dump. How could it be that this mouth that sang the pearls of wisdom of Torah and now it's licking the dust of the earth? He didn't know the drosha of his grandson Rabbi Yaakov. The mani tavlach bolam shekulo tov, or the mani arichon yamecha bolam shekulo aruch. That the reward that's mentioned here is not a reward in this world, but rather for the world to come. It's a bitov for you in the world that's kulo tov, and yarichon yamecha in a world that is kulo aruch. What's interesting is that the Gemara in Kiddushin also deals with this, which is that we say in the morning, one of those items actually happens to be Kibud Aveim. That's one of the items. Shiluach HaKein is not included there. And the Gemara wants to know, why is it that Shiluach HaKein is not included there? So Gemara says that and the Marsha brings it over here, that the reason that those items are peroteyam malam hazeh, but you get the keren kayem malam haba, is because those mitzvot involve benefits to Hashem and benefits labriot to other individuals. Kibud aveim, you're mikayim the mitzvah of kibud aveim, so you're doing what's good for Hashem. But in that, doing the mitzvah of kibud aveim, you're also doing something good towards your parents, to another human being. And therefore, the reward is both a portion in this world and a portion in the next world. Shiluach HaKein has only one side of that. It's only good l'Hashem. It's not good l'Briot. Even though it looks like that Shiluach HaKein is about Rachamim, we know that the Gemara in Brachot says that because it's not about Rachamim, Einam Ela Gzeirot. And our parak should have given us that indication already, because the exceptions to the Shiluach HaKein are so many that it's clear that it's not about rachamim. There are only certain circumstances where you have to do it. Even when it's a domesticated bird, take away the eggs, there you don't have to have rachamim. That doesn't make sense. So it's Shiluach HaKein is a mitzvah that it has to do with Hashem, has nothing to do with the briot. It's not tov the briot. And therefore the reward for Shiluach HaKein is only the olam shekulo tov and the olam shekulo aruch. As opposed to mitzvah like Kibud Aveim, which do have a mixture of both. A reward in this world, peirot in this world, as well as the keren kayemet, the olam haba. Alright, with that we'll end the mesechta.